My name is Garland Robinson. We've talked about before a beautiful song we sometimes sing, Give Me the Bible. Friends, that is our link with heaven. The only way we know of God's character, we know of His love, we know of His mercy and His great kindness, we know of His grace is through and by the Bible, the Word of God. Why in the world would people not want the Bible? But yet we find people today that want everything but the Bible. Oh, they'd tell you they want the Bible, but in reality, they only want it if it suits them. They only want it if it does not conflict with what they already think, what they already feel. Therefore, we must listen to what the Bible says and live accordingly. So, give me the Bible. I want to know how to worship God. Give me the Bible. I want to know how to live every day to be pleasing to God. Give me the Bible. And that's the noble theme that we need to be looking at every day of our lives. But there are some people, again, that say, give me the Bible. But what they mean is, as long as it doesn't conflict with my belief. Many say, well, I believe this, I believe that. Well, they're not interested in what the Bible says because they've already got their mind made up. They know what they're going to believe and better not let the Bible conflict with that in any way because they're going to go on what they believe. If it was good enough for Mama or Daddy, good enough for Grandma or Grandpa, people say, then it's good enough for me. People have their own belief about the church many times. And very often that is contradictory to what the Bible teaches. But that doesn't matter because people say, well, I believe. And we point out what the Bible says, but they say, but I believe. Well, people believe in many churches. I've heard people talk about being thankful. I've heard people talk about being thankful for so many churches that are in existence that we might just have one to choose that we like. People say, oh, you know, people can't get along. People can't agree. Everybody's got different ideas, so it's good that there's all these different churches and people can just find the one that suits them. Well, friend, I'm sorry, but that's not the way the Bible teaches. God is not the author of confusion. Man is. Jesus prayed for unity. He prayed for all those who would believe in Him might be one. John chapter 17 and verses 20 and 21. The Lord pray that they all may be one in us as Thou hast sent me. And then there are people that believe you don't even have to be a member of the church at all. Again, that's their thinking. That's their idea. But now notice what the Bible says. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18, that Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Here was a question the Lord had asked the disciples. Who is it that men say that I am? And the apostles gave differing answers. Well, some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're some other prophet. But whom do you say that I am? And it was Peter that spoke up and said, we know that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon that good confession, upon that solid rock confession that was made, Jesus said, I will build my church. Why? Because He was the one that had the right to build it. It was built upon that solid foundation. Ephesians 4 verse 4 says, there is one body. And the Bible tells us there in chapter 1 of Ephesians in verse 22 and 23 that the body is the church. So if there's only one body, there's only one church. If there's only one church, there's only one body. The words are used interchangeably. There's not a multiplicity of them. There's only one. Why then would men come along and say, well, oh, there are many churches. There are many faiths. And yet Ephesians 4, verse 4 and 5 says there's one faith. There's one body. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 20 says, but now are they many members, yet one body. Well, we are different people. We are all different individuals, and the Bible recognizes that. There are many members, many individuals, but we all make up the one body. We do not have the privilege of believing this or believing that, being divided among ourselves. We read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, when there were those who were learning the truth and obeying the gospel, the Bible says they're praising God and having favor, the early church did, with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as were being saved. The Lord added to the church, not just a church. But yet we hear people today say, well, you can be saved at home, you can be saved, lay your hand on the radio, you can be saved anyway, then what you need to go do is go out and join a church. But you never read where that was done in the New Testament days. When one was saved by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of their sins, confessing faith in Christ, and being baptized into water for the forgiveness of sins, the Lord added them to His church, the one church of which He is the head and over which He will be the Savior. We read in Ephesians 5 and verse 23, just as the husband is the head of the wife, even so Christ is the head of the church. Now notice this, and He is the Savior of the body. There is the church. All the saved are in that church because the Lord placed them there. They didn't join it, but rather the Lord put them there Himself. And in the end, it's that church, the Lord's church, the church, that will be saved because Jesus is the Savior of the body. So when people say, well, give me the Bible, they better mean that the Bible is going to teach me what to believe and what to practice. And when my feelings, when my experience, when my belief or my practice is contrary or different than the Bible, then we've got to succumb to what the Bible teaches and put away my belief and what I think about it, because I don't count. The Lord is what counts, and His way that is the way of life. Well, then people have their own idea about belief in worship. The general concept of worship is what I like, what I get out of it, or what benefits me. I've heard people say, well, as long as you're honest and sincere, that's all that counts. Then worship must be acceptable unto God. But friend, acceptable worship is rendered to God, not man. What I like and what I believe and what I get out of it is not the point. It's what God desires that we do. We benefit only by worshiping God, not ourselves. Doesn't matter what I think and what I like and what I want and what I believe, but rather what does God want? What does God tell us to do in His Word? Well, the Bible speaks about those who have followed their own way and have ended up being not in accordance with the will of God. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9, the Lord said, this people draweth nigh to me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Here are people that are worshiping God, but they're doing so in not in accordance with His will and are not approved of. They're worshiping the Lord in vain. Colossians 3:17 says that whatever we do in word or deed is to be done in the name of the Lord. That simply means by the Lord's authority, by the commandment of the Lord. So we're doing what we do if we want to be acceptable with God, not according to man's word, not what feels good or what I like, but rather what God tells us to do. God is a spirit, Jesus said in John 4:24, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That is, the spirit means it has to be from the heart, has to be sincere, and the truth means that it has to be according to the truth. To the Scripture, the Bible is the truth. Worship consists of five acts or five items. Worship includes singing. We read in Colossians 3 and verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's the authority the Scriptures give us, to sing and make melody in our heart. But people say, I like an instrument. I like pianos and organs. I like drums and guitars. Well, friend, it don't matter what you like. What matters is what God tells us to do. The Bible tells us to sing, doesn't tell us to play. Then another item of worship is praying. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, we read that the disciples continued in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Prayer is our link to God. We're able to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son. We are to involve ourselves in communion or the Lord's Supper. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we read that the disciples met in Troas upon the first day of the week, and they came together to break bread. The phrase break bread is simply an indication of their partaking of the Lord's Supper. They had been instructed in that, and they were eating the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. That's the day we call Sunday. That supper consisted of the unleavened bread, representing the body of our Lord, His suffering and death, and then the cup, representing His blood, the blood that was shed on the old rugged cross that is the means of people's forgiveness. So we partake of communion or the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. Worship also consists in preaching, teaching God's Word. In that same verse, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we read that Paul preached unto them and continued his speech until midnight. So preaching, teaching, instruction, admonition, here's what the Word of God says, here's what God desires that we do. We need to be learning that and observing that if we're going to be right in His sight. Then we find that giving, an offering, is to be done on the first day of the week. In 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2, we read, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. That's to be done every Lord's Day. We give. We don't sell. We don't have a raffle or some kind of fundraiser, but it's a free will offering from the members of the congregation. And it is to be done from the heart. It's according as one has prospered, and they are to give. And that involves our worship. So we need to have the attitude, give me the Bible. Because the Bible tells me what to believe, it tells me what to feel, it tells me what to do, what to practice in order to be acceptable in God's sight. So we need to have the right attitude, give me the Bible, because that's how I'm going to know if I'm right in God's sight. My name is Garland Robinson.